Thank you very much. Thank you. So, Hare Krishna. I welcome all of you affectionately. Hari Seva. And Nandini have also come. Hare Krishna. I should introduce my lecture a little bit. The title is Your Thoughts Shape Your Future. That means what you are thinking or training your mind to think will decide what you become in the future. This is something, an insight, that has come to me more and more as I have gone through my life and have become a little older. Oops. It's perhaps more important what we think than what we do in our tradition. It is understood that it is the mind which will decide when I leave this body where I will next go. No? And if I have not trained my mind, then I will not go back home, back to Godhead, but whatever is in our mind. You have also noted that whatever the circumstances is in which life has put me or others, when the mind is full of thoughts of contentment and happiness, then the circumstances don't really matter. I've learned that from the king of the slums. King of the slums, who's that? That is a beggar in Mumbai whose his legs were cut. I write about it in my new book, actually. He was on one of these little carts and he moved when the traffic lights went on red. He moved amongst the cars. He had no legs. He was just rolling on something rollable. And he was so happy. He had a effulgence like anything. So I asked the driver to pull over and asked the translator if he could please come this beggar to the side way of his of the street, you know, where the, is it called the board way, or what is it called? Sidewalk, perhaps. Hello, are you listening? Good. So I asked him, tell me about your life. And he said, nothing much to tell. That's where I live. And he showed me a cardboard box, you know, a box in which you get your new seat, you know, your new chair. And so it was a very small box. But I said, really? And you have no legs? No, Maharaj, no need. Really? But you are happy. Yes, Maharaj. The mind can be like a tent. Remember, he speaks in whatever it is, Maharati, I think, and he is translated Manas Mandir. The mind is a temple, and it is open from morning till evening and throughout the night. And there the Lord is, there eternity is, there I am. You know, he was talking like this. And I noticed, wow, he got things right. And we Westerners, we are so much running after external possessions, validation from others, likes on our Instagram and so on. And we remain dissatisfied in many, many cases, because the more you give fuel to the senses, the more they want. No? So this man was, I call him the king of the slums. He was my teacher. Your thoughts don't only shape your future, but they shape your present also. They are dancing like these dervishes, not really under our control. And if you have learned to bring your thoughts to Krishna, your life is absolutely wonderful. I would like to show you a little study from Harvard. On average, our minds are lost in thought 47% of the time. 40%, 47, that's almost 50%. We are absent-minded. We are with thoughts. Psychologists tell us there are four kinds of habitual thoughts. One is we think of the future and what we want to have in the future and do. Another is we compare ourselves with others. Oh, Guru Maharaj loves him more than me. You know, that's very prominent in our movement. We compare ourselves with others. And we have this whole potpourri, this kitri of thoughts which are not true and which are giving us problems. And that happens 47% of the time. That means, my dear devotees, we spend almost half our life lost in our thoughts. So you may say, like an unspiritual person, what's the problem? This is a narrative, a story that goes on. Does it really affect my life? One area we have already described. Yes, it affects your life and tells you how you feel. But the other things are, it also affects your choices. Thoughts bring our choices. Like I like Vrindavan, and I have chosen to go one day after this festival to Vrindavan. Yes, my thoughts have made my choices to go to Vrindavan. I think a lot of Vrindavan, and I know I will be much more in Vrindavan. Eventually I plan to be more in Vrindavan than in the West. Ha! This is how thoughts influence my choices. No? And the choices which I make, they influence the future. So this is how your thoughts shape your future. If you are not practicing mental hygiene, like most of you, you're not sufficiently aware of this, you look into a miserable future. If you learn the lessons which come from this idea, your thoughts shape your future, and you learn to, you tell your mind what to think. Wow, your life will be wonderful. What do you think, Sudevi? Yes. That's a good subject matter, no? So today, I intend to speak a little about it. Now, to whetten your appetite and see that you are also listening, these and other things which you will hear will be appearing in my meditation book, which is just now coming. Since 5 years, just now coming. And it really is something I think a lot about. It is something that has turned me into a happy old man. Yes, my physical health is not good. It is really at the edge. But I'm a happy person. I'm an eternal soul. This doesn't have anything to do with my life. It has something to do with the body. But I have learned to not become so influenced from the mind. And in some areas, I still practice. So, what do you think about what you have heard? Would you like Saraswati and Bhavini to learn how to make a beautiful mind? Mukunda is smiling, he's ready for this. Abe, a beautiful mind, a happy mind. You will have to give me a little of your attention. I will tell you when you have to really focus, but it won't be a difficult lecture, because the subject is just so clear and obvious. Let me just find my glasses. Yeah, yes, thank you. We have chosen a beautiful Bhagavatam text for this morning. It's the 11:14:26. Please repeat after me. Vishayan jayatas chitam.
Vishayan jayatas chitam.
Vishayeshu vishachyate.
Vishayeshu vishachyate.
Manusmaratascitam.
Manusmaratascitam.
Mayeva praviliyate.
Mayeva praviliyate.
Vishayan yayatascitam.
Vishayan yayatascitam.
Vishayeshu visachyate.
Vishayeshu visachyate.
Manusmaratascitam.
Manusmaratascitam.
Mayeva praviliyate.
Mayeva praviliyate.
Yes, would someone like to chant?
Vishayan
yayatascitam. Vishayeshu visachyate. Manusmaratascitam.
Mayeva praviliyate.
Maybe one Vaishnavi could now chant. Vishayan yayatascitam.
Vishayeshu visachyate.
Manusmaratascitam.
Yes, wonderful. So the translation of this verse is that you can look at the look at it, that it will help you to take things in. I have learned this method from Keshava Maharaj, the mind of one, the mind of one meditating upon the objects of sense gratification is certainly entangled in such objects. But if one constantly remembers me, then the mind is absorbed in me. I think it's easy to understand if my mind meditates on a new Netflix show. Okay, when I'm finished with this Nityananda appearance day, I know what I will look. Our minds will become entangled in this or connected with this. And stay with this subject, no? or any other thing. But if I can learn to remember me, Krishna, then the mind, same mind, becomes absorbed in me. I will just read this. This is a short purport. One should not think that one can attain complete transcendental knowledge of Krishna by mechanically engaging in worship of the Lord. Lord Krishna states here that one must endeavor constantly to keep the Lord within one's mind. Mechanic practice, where you just act, and are mostly in stress, it won't bring you Krishna consciousness, no? Anusmarata, or constant remembrance, is possible for one who always chants and hears the glories of Lord Krishna. It is therefore stated, Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. The process of devotional service begins with hearing and chanting Kirtanam, from which remembrance of Smaranam develops. One who constantly thinks of the objects of material gratification, or thinks of the world, becomes attached to them. Similarly, one who constantly keeps Lord Krishna within his mind becomes absorbed in the Lord's transcendental nature, thus becomes qualified to render personal service to the Lord in his own abode. Thinking of Krishna will decide your choices, and your choices will decide your what? Future. That means you will join the Lord in personal service in his own transcendental abode. Well, is the subject clear? So it's not a mechanic process, my dear devotees. Pray my obeisances now in words. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskaryane Satarine. Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna consciousness it is expressed. This works both in Vaidhi Bhakti and in Rag Bhakti. It is to train the mind to think of Krishna, because many of us are interested in Vaidhi Bhakti. I will talk about it from that perspective. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu, vismartavyam nayatujet, sabhavidhi nishedasyo. What is it? Etayo eva kinkara. It means to always think of Krishna and to never forget him. This is the essence. All the regulative, all the other principles of devotional life are only servants of this one point. You want to find this verse. It starts with Smartavya Satatam Vishnu, very much known. So Vishwanath Chakravarti asked the question, is it possible to always, that means every minute of the day, to think of Krishna? And for someone who is just learning this, it is not possible. He says it means to very regularly think of Krishna, very regularly. So you have a day of, a waking day of, let us say, 24 hours minus 8 hours is 16 hours you have. So you regularly think, let us say, every 4 hours you think of Krishna. Then you are actually following bhakti. Now, let me shock you a little. Who of you thinks of sex life? Don't show your heads. I know it is one of the problems in our movement that pertains to many. They like to look at pornography at the internet because they feel the bodies of others is highly attractive. No? Others may not have this. This is a problem I heard in America. It's grave and serious, and it goes through all the all age groups in Krishna consciousness. Not the, only those who have a lot of testosterone, you know, the young people, but also the old people. I heard from reliable sources. And we know this is perhaps one of the greatest industries because people like to think about this. They also like to think about this in old times. There is an interesting verse. I find it one of the most shocking verses. It's a wake-up verse. It's in the... here I've opened the verse for you. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm not sure if it is... I think it's Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami quoting this verse. He wants us to understand, as conditioned souls, how we should think of Krishna. How we, and he uses an example that is quite... I thought, what is this book doing in our, what is this verse doing in our ascetic tradition? Then I read a purport, and it said, this verse explains what it means to be expert in Krishna consciousness. Wow! Would you like to hear the verse? Paravyasini, paravyasanini nari, vyagrapi kriya karmasu, tadeva svadayantyanta, navasangarasayanam. as you can expect in the scriptures, is very decent language, no? But you please wrap your mind about it and you will see what it really says. If a woman is attached to a man other than her husband, she will appear very busy in carrying out her household affairs. Let me add, so that no one becomes suspicious of her. But within her heart, she's always relishing feelings of association with her paramour. Poor paramour means an illicit lover. No. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, this is how a devotee conducts himself in this world. What? Does this mean all the ladies should become unchaste and all the men should become unchaste and so? No! What it means is you should think with emotion about Krishna. It should occupy you entirely. It should not be a thought that comes from time to time. It should be there with you very regularly or always. If that is not there, you are missing the point of Krishna consciousness. You are doing something else than bhakti. You must think with this. That means you will act outwardly normal. You will eat and you will sleep. You will see that you are warm in winter time. What else you will do? You will work if you are a grihastha. You will clean the house. You will do everything. But your mind is somewhere else. It is with Krishna. How do you like this example? Interesting, no? The scriptures need such examples to really make us think about Krishna consciousness. Jiva Goswami says, such thinking, my dear devotees, is possible in two ways. First, it is when you have taste in Krishna, when your heart is so much purified that you do not think of Metallica any longer. That's a heavy metal music group. When your mind and your heart is so purified that you think of pure things, an impure mind thinks of impure things. No, a pure mind thinks of pure things. Impure mind thinks of Donald Trump. Pure mind of Krishna. No. Hare Krishna. Everyone talks about him, so why should I not talk about him? So by taste, when your mind, which comes when your mind is purified, it can happen. But the other, and that is what I'm speaking about to you, and what I'm writing about in the book, is by practice. You practice it. Jiva says that in all, there is not one stage in life when you cannot remember Krishna. I just want to make this clear, because Smaranam is possible in all stages of life. Let us start with the living entity in the womb. In the womb, when the baby is there, some babies who have a spiritual background in the last life, they chant in the garbi. Garbi means in the womb. They pray, oh my Lord, I'm now in this narrow position, please let me come out and let me remember you like I do now and offer my life to you. It is also possible in balya, in childhood. Oh yeah, Prahlad is an example of remembering Krishna in the womb. And in childhood, it is Dhruva who went to the forest. He was 5 years old, and he remembered the Lord by chanting this mantra. You can chant it with me. It's a very nice to sometimes. Is an example. Yes, there is a super busy youth, Ambarish Maharaj, who used to very regularly remember Krishna by hearing about him, thinking about him, worshipping him. Yomani, then is Vadadye, an old age. Who is an example in the Shastras who remembers or practices this meditation in old age?
Bhishma.
Who?
Bhishma.
I don't hear.
Bhishma.
Bhishma, yes. Jiva Goswami says Dhritarashtra. He, you know, after living a life that was not 100% ideal, left his palace to practice meditation. But he could not become a pure devotee because he had one problem. He had made an offense. Against who? I hear Draupadi, Vidura, says another. Well, the one he hated most was Bhimasena. And because of that Vaishnava apparat, Bhimasena is a very exalted Vaishnava. He could not really think of Krishna very much, but he meditated. So then there is one at the moment of death, or on the deathbed, someone who remembers the Lord. Who is that? Ajamil, you know everything, and Bhishma also. Then there is one after death in a noose in an other species. Who is an example of that from the Bhagavatam? Bharat, yes, Bharat. I'm sorry. Gajendra, someone says. Yes, I had. Jiva Goswami uses Gajendra as an example. So they, I'm showing this, my dear devotees, not that you say, no, for me, remembrance is not possible. I'm a Hare Krishna. I don't do this. You know, I just mechanically do my things. It is now to do, to remember or to practice Smaranam. Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita a particular method which I think works. It's in the 12th chapter, text number 9. In the Gita, Krishna says in the 8th, in the 12th chapter on Bhakti, he says we should fix our mind on him by remembering him always. Then he says, if that's not possible, you must take your intelligence and think about the source of this creation, the father and mother, and so on. But if that is not possible, then you must do what is called abhyasa yoga, practice, fixing your mind on Krishna. There's a beautiful Sanskrit verse which I want to chant with you. Atachitam samadatum.
Atachitam samadatum.
Na shakshnoshi mayi stiram.
Na shakshnoshi mayi stiram.
Abhyasa yogina tato.
Abhyasa yogina tato.
Mami chaptum dananjaya.
Mami chaptum dananjaya.
The translation reads like this. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. Now it is interesting, in the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it is said, repeatedly withdrawing the mind when it goes here and there, in fixing the mind on me, Krishna, is called abhyasa. By this method of abhyasa, abhyasa yogina is the Sanskrit word, endeavor to attain me. Now, then he says, in simple words, he must have the German speaking audience in mind, or all of us in mind. In simple words, what does this mean? So here I request you, now is time to really focus. Stop the movement of the mind, which like a river that cannot be controlled, gravitates to vulgar sense objects such as taste, and then establish the mind's movement in my beautiful form, qualities, pastimes, and rasa. O Dhananjaya, the conqueror of wealth, you have conquered many enemies, you have taken much wealth. Now, conquering the mind, you can take the treasure of meditation. O devotees in the temple of Goloka Dham, you have spent many lifetimes, and you have spent very, very many years of practice in Krishna consciousness. You have eaten only prasadam, you have tried to chant your 16 rounds. When you have not been able, you nevertheless went down with the number and continued to chant. You are glorious, but now, my dear devotees, you need to discover a new treasure in your life, a real wealth. You must learn to conquer the mind so that you can take the treasure of meditation for Krishna. I'm translating this a little in our words. This is perhaps the greatest possible, the greatest tip which we can learn. And I want to spend a little time on this. After talking about thinking of Krishna with taste, what was our example? The lady who does all the household chores super exactly, but is always in her mind where? In her newfound love. Maybe her husband has died, or maybe her husband has become a drunker, or maybe he has become violent and he has hurt her with words and with beating. So she cannot find what the mind craves for the most, that is love. And she met someone where she felt, this person understands and genuinely cares for me. And now she thinks, or when will we meet? By the in the shade of a tree, next to a river, you know, and we will talk to each other. We will express our hearts to each other. And she's constantly in this, and that keeps her alive, even though she is in a compromised situation. This is a cultural translation of this verse, which I think you appreciate more than the Groth thing. So, what you must learn is called Vitaka Bharana Pratipaksha Bhavanam. Oh my God, that's a long word. When you see that you are, it's from Patanjali, upon being harassed means troubled by negative thoughts, one should immediately stop and cultivate counteracting thoughts. Let me give you an example. Vyasadeva says, it's really the worst thing if a spiritual person thinks negatively of someone. Really, this is really beyond. He says, when I noticed, Vyasadeva, that I was burning in samsara, I took shelter in yoga, like bhakti yoga, and I committed myself to the welfare of other people. I thought I should serve others and help them with their burdens. Now, after having renounced bad thoughts about people, if I again think badly about others, am I not like a dog who licks what he has vomited before, what he has given up before, you know? It happens often that we have a feeling of dislike towards a person. Now, pratipaksha bhavam, opposite thinking, or cultivating counter thought, means you stop thinking. You say, my God, I'm thinking about so-and-so das or so-and-so Devi dasi, like an ordinary materialist. And I cannot feel in my heart any sympathy for this person. He always comes in my way when I want to rise, and he brings me down, either in mind or in anything. So that must be stopped, and you must learn to cultivate counteracting sides, the good sides. For instance, you can think, well, there's a spiritual soul. The spiritual soul just goes to his through his or her karma story, this practicing spiritual life, he or she will reform, either by seeing it, by seeing the mistakes herself or himself, or Krishna will correct this person. Counteracting thoughts. First you stop your mind going into material thoughts. Or let us say, you go through your life and you think, what should I do? And your mind goes towards material things. I will not give these heavy examples any longer. You asked your mind, there are a lot of heavy examples in your own mind. And you think, this doesn't bring me any further. My thoughts shape my future. I must now, as Krishna says, stop the movement of my mind, which like a river gravitates or flows towards vulgar sense objects, and I must establish the mind's movement what was it? Yes, establish the mind's movement in the beautiful form, qualities, pastimes of Krishna. My dear devotees, can I confess something to you? When I read this, I was already 65 years old, 65 or 68, I don't remember so clearly. I remembered the favorite activity when I was a little boy. I would play all day out in nature. I was a nature child, and I was very happy to be to engage on my own with things. So when it had rained, I went to a little hill, and there was the rainwater would always form a little stream. The stream was only active when it was raining. It was dry when it was not raining. And what I did is I dug another river stream bed. You know, it was only such a small stream next to it. And then I put where the stream was coming down a little connecting thing, and then the water was going into my new direction. Can you follow? So I thought when I read this purport for the first time, let me do this again. You know, I'm young. You know, so I waited for the next rain, and then I went. Those who have visited Gaurabhava know there is a way you can take to come down to the lake. And there was this also a stream, and I dug, did the same thing as a child. I dug a new stream bed, and I directed the flow of the river into that new stream, the flow of the water into the new thing. And I stayed there for 45 minutes. It was raining. But I had to think about something. I thought, my thoughts, my habitual thoughts, which I usually think, they are going like this old stream bed. But I can do something new. I can create by practice a new direction for my thoughts. And because I wanted this to become a turning point in my life, you do, if you do this, you create a strong impression. I looked at the river for a long time, and I then stopped looking at the stream. It was, and I prayed to Krishna, please, Krishna, can you help me to direct my thoughts to you, so that I don't always go in the material way. I prayed, and yes. So I was thinking that we should, I should share a practice with you how to do this. Are you enthusiastic? Nandini is realizing this is an important thing. I have to learn this, no? To learn to create a new flow of your mind. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is with our oxygen level? It's just now coming, or yeah. I will soon. I know some of you are suffering. Don't worry, we will soon come. What is the verse in the Bhagavad Gita that appears? There are two verses which appear two times. What is the verse about meditation that appears two times? Man mana bhava mat bhakto Ajajimam Namaskuru. What? Man? Avaishasi Satyam Te Pratijane Priyosime. Oh, best of Sanskrit Pandits. In that verse, it is explained, Manmana, think about me. This is the beginning of Krishna's four essential instructions to us, to Arjuna and as human being. And to do this, we will do this now. I'm taking this from a purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but I have so many things here. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam about Krishna's face. He has ornaments, not tattoos, but ornaments. They're earrings. These earrings have the form of sharks. When he walks, they dangle like this and create a little glow on his cheek, a moving glow. This is totally fascinating. Seeing Krishna is described in the Bhagavatam as Nitya Utsava, an eternal festival, a daily festival. And Prabhupada writes this verse. We don't need to read the entire verse because he repeats it here. This verse gives a hint of how beautiful Krishna's face is. Krishna's smiling face, with his cheeks, his lips, the ornaments in his ears, and he chews betel nut and spits it somewhere, but when he spits it, the devotee goes, whoa, oh, I got it! And relishes the betel nut, no? And so on. The beauty of all of Krishna's body, of all the limbs of his body, what do you think is the most sweetest? Yeah, you're already very good. His face, that is clear, that I said. But of his face is divided in two parts. The lower parts and the upper parts. Now, what do you think gives the greatest sweetness? The upper part when Krishna looks, or the lower part of his face when he smiles? You can say it's a very difficult question. I also wouldn't know how to say it if I wouldn't have the notes here. It is said of all the sweetness of Krishna, his smile is the sweetest. So there is this verse, Maduram, Maduram, Vita Mangalam, no? But you are sweet, my Lord, and of all your sweetness, the smile is the sweetest. So I thought we should today direct the stream of our mind to this sweet, sweet, sweet aspect of Krishna. Is this all right with you?
Yes.
Good. A moment, we have to put our orchestra here. What should we, what is our melody? We sing at the end. Melody which we sing at the end. Yeah. Yes? Oh, thank you. Is that C or where is it? What?
F.
B. My dear devotees, please choose a number from 1 to 3. It tells a lot of it. Just any number. One, are you a 1? Are you a 2? Are you a 3? Yeah. Who is a 3? Who is a 1? Why are not very favorite? Look at you. Again, the 1? I'm sorry, I need these glasses. Good. And who's a 2? I mean, this is, I've never seen. Are you going always by majority or so? What is wrong with 1? It may be not a humble number or... So, those who are ones, they usually, this is their affirmation. I'm actually willing to look into creating a new future for myself. This is for you. Number 2, let me remember it very carefully. Oh, I'm not so sure about it. Yes, no. I'm willing to try new things. This is for you, if you're number 2. Now number 3. And here I have to smile because you all went to 3. I am actually ready to leave my comfort zone and move on forward. Does this suit? This is good. This is what usually you need, but I must tell you, it's pretty. I mean, everyone can have every number, I think, but I'm just quoting psychology. So all of you, please be willing to try new things out. Please sit straight. Take a few gentle breaths. Try to make your exhale longer than your inhale. Nice and smooth, inaudible inhales. And good exhalations. A little longer than you would normally do. Please stop your thinking now and just walk with your breath. Just be present to your breath. It's a little difficult when we have heard so many things and there are impressions in our mind, but for now just breathe. Your life has become simple. My dear devotees, you all have seen the moon. The moon is now waxing, that means it becomes more, and if you have not seen, please, and if the clouds are not there, please this evening look at the moon as it becomes full for Nitai Chant, the full moon of Nityananda. You all have seen the moon, no? Dark night sky, silvery glow. Wonderful. Now I request you to think, just think, we are not yet meditating. You all have seen someone smile. Can you please find the most attractive smile? Is it of your best friend when they are satisfied after eating chestnuts with cream or anything? Is it a baby who smiles? Got these two images, moon and smile. It's good that we visited them, and now we will start meditating. Direct the flow of your mind, which is like a little stream, away from the normal thoughts, and direct it to me, Syama Sunda. In your mind's eye, look at my moon-like face. The left side of this face and the right side, and also up there are shining locks of hair. Direct your mind to my beautiful eyebrows. And then see how my face turns into a smile, raining nectar in the form of sweet mercy upon you. Meditate for a moment on the face of the Lord as he smiles and looks at you. And as he looks, his eyes are full of love.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
digging a new stream bed that will move or direct the stream of your thoughts in a new way, you must stay with this for some time. I think it will, if you are convinced about this thoughts shape your future, you must do this for a year or so, and then you have a new stream bed, and you will think kindly of others, and you will think of Krishna also. No, it's a practice, my dear devotees, like a physical exercise. This requires mental exercise, and for this we would suggest two traditional practices, one in the morning when you get up and the other in the evening. There is Smaranam as a morning practice. It is described in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Brahme Muhuta Utaya. Utaya means getting up. Krishna Krishne Dikirtayan Ate chan paramang shudim murni jyatva guru pado shudva cha kirtayan krishnam smarang chaitat udirayat. So we will have the English for you. After waking during Brahma Muhurta or early, you know, try to, if you wanted to move forward in your life, the early morning hours are good. After waking during Brahma Muhurta, then you perform Kirtanam of Krishna's name. So you get up and then you go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is a little dramatic, but you can. And then, when you want to become more purified, you should meditate on the 2 feet of your guru placed on one's head. This, I know, means a lot of guru nishtha. If you don't have this guru nishtha, then think of Prabhupada, no? A pure soul, you know. Then after glorifying Krishna, one should perform smarana of Krishna. This means remember Krishna and utter the following verse. Jayati Jananivaso Devaki Janmavado Yaduvara Parishatsver Dorbi Asyam Madharmam Stirachara Vrijina Gna Susmita Shri Mukena. Susmita means Mukena means a face. Susmita means a beautiful smile. Stirachira Vrijina Gna Susmita Shri Mukena Vajapura Vanitanam Vadayan Kamadevam. So you remember Krishna. This is one of the many, many, many verses. I think if I would read it, you might lose it. But go to the last line. The beautiful smiling face. Yes, the beautiful smiling face. Think of a merciful Lord who smiles down on you. The smiles down is not a real nice way to say. Who smiles and who looks at you with eyes full of mercy. Those who like verses and those who go into meditation and practice, you can note 10, 90, 40. Eight. That is one of the many meditation verses in Shastra 10, 90, 48. Summary of the morning practice. Please go back to the first. So when you wake up, immediately Krishna Nam should be there. Then you should remember your spiritual master or direct spiritual master or grand spiritual master. Then after having done this, you should think of Krishna in some ways. This is how you start your day. Isn't that beautiful? My dear devotees, when I was in South India for treatment, there was the new day, a New Year's Day. The name of this is Vishu. Who is from South India here? Yeah, you remember Vishu? Yeah, Vishu. So it is said on Vishu, at least on Vishu, everyone in South India, the first thing they see is Krishna's form. You know, I remember I woke up and I had a picture right next to me because I think it's nice to see Krishna first, the Susmita. But they had a Krishna deity and we could go there and they had put fruits before him and we could stay there, stand there and pray. It was very beautiful and we could chant the Brahma Sangita to the Lord. This is how people say, start your year. Why not start your day? I said to the people. In the Vaishnava culture, we start our day like this. It's so positive. It's so good. It's a good beginning. Now, as an evening practice, you should chant this verse and memorize the function. It's a very traditional verse from the Bhagavatam. Please repeat after me. Kayena vacha manasendriyeva.
Kayena vacha manasendriyeva.
Budhyat manavanu shrita svabhava.
Budhyat
Karoti yat yat sakalam parasmai.
Karoti yat yat sakalam parasmai.
Narayana yeti samapayat tat.
Narayana yeti samapayat
tat. So here's a translation, but I will say a more beautiful translation by heart. Whatever one has done according to his particular nature and conditioned life, or let me stay with the verse, otherwise we get bewildered with the and I see what I wanted to do is here in this translation. So in accordance with the particular nature has acquired in conditioned life, you don't need to become someone else. Stay in your nature, right? Whatever one does with the body, the words, the mind, the senses, the intelligence or purified consciousness one should offer to the Supreme, thinking, this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. Narayanayeti samapayet tad. Narayanayeti samapayet tad. You think in the evening, whatever you go through your day, whatever I have done today, I've done some cooking, I have done some working, I have arranged my garden perhaps, I have written more of this article which I have to finish by so and so, then I offer to you, my Lord. In this way, you have a frame around your day that is Krishna conscious. Yes? Those who like verses and like to remember, it's 11, 2, 36, is it 2? Yes, 36. My dear devotees, now comes the most important part of the lecture. Find yourself a pony. No, not a pony, a partner. There's a song, you know, like this. Find yourself a partner. Mataji's go with Mataji's because it will be confidential sharing. Men go with men. I know some of us are introverted, some of us are shy, some of us do not like exercises. No problem, do it anyways. It will be good for you. No? Who has not yet found their partner? Everyone. You can also go with three if you need. Gaurari, you're ready? Yeah. Who's your partner, Mahu? No, you, yes. Who's your partner? Who is your partner, Prabhu? No answer? Do you understand English? Or Deutsch vielleicht besser? Oder Hindi? I didn't know that I'm so fearful. I mean, so fear-inspiring. Okay, this devotee could not is somehow frozen. Please find yourself a partner, someone next to you. It's not for life. It's only for for a few minutes. So it's not a problem. Hey, Mamrita, you have found a good. First question. What is the one message you are taking with you from this class? What is there something that came to you, that struck you? What is this one message? Please quickly start talking. No, one question is enough at the time. Or it's only... Okay, so we go with the first question. No, second question comes later. Don't look at the second question. What is the one message you're taking with you from this class? Of Krishna becomes a living experience and not just a concept. No? Simple practice. Please start now. We don't have much time. Is this... picture which a little humorously summarizes what I wanted to share with you, what you think quietly in your mind grows loudly inside of you. Your bhakti, Lata Beach, this is the idea of this picture, can grow very nicely if you think about this, and it becomes very prominent in your life and will reach the lotus feet of Krishna. How do you like this illustration? Something, no? So, yes, I just thank you very much for being willing to think about these subject matters. And I do hope that you will do something about this and with this. It would be my great desire. My dear devotees, I started on this path.
But we moved this car because we need the tempo car.
Which car?
There's a van.
BIRGG16.
No, it's a BMW.
No, it's important, otherwise the temple car gets your subjis, you know, so... okay, someone... I think the person understood it. I must tell you, before I came to Krishna consciousness as a little boy, I was very, very creative, wild. I was climbing trees and doing such things which little boys do. And I knew if I would be like this when I'm grown up, you know, wild, doing everything, not having any respect for natural limitations and so on, it would not be good. So I began to pray to God as I understood Him. Dear God, Heavenly Father in heavens, please make me more pious so that I can come to you. This was my daily prayer. Imagine, as a little boy, not touched by the Vedic, not touched by Prabhupada. And when I joined the temple, I had joined because I had read Prabhupada's transcribed lectures. I liked his thought, I liked and so on. And later I was, because of my literary likings, I was chosen as one of the translators. But what I noticed is, even in translating, where you engage intimately with the text, you know, you have to bring the text into another, you have to transport the text into another language, into another culture, and so on. Even then, I would forget what I read, because my mind was loud with other things. Still, I just joined and I was a music lover. I was remembering lines from songs and so on. And I decided I must do something about this. I can't just, you know, read and then I don't know anything of what I read. And I decided to do a practice which I would like to recommend for those who like to start this idea there, which is on the picture. I read something and then I stopped and I remembered it. This is now a wonderful habit in many devotees' life. They have reading circles. No, they read together in Prabhupada's books and then they stop and then they share what struck them. No? We do this in our ashram regularly because we want to grow our remembrance. And then I went, then I became frustrated in Krishna consciousness. I thought it's not spiritual enough, the ISKCON society, and I wanted to leave because I was always interested in deep spiritual experiences. But I told you I couldn't because I had great admiration for Prabhupada, great admiration. I admired him. I knew he wouldn't like it if I would give up. I needed to do something about the discontent, the constant feeling of dissatisfaction. At that time, there was no possibility for me to go into, you know, we didn't do anything worldly. I remember only one time I went into the cinema to look at a Rolling Stones movie because I was so frustrated and I needed to cover it. And then they had this movie going on, but it was so soft, the music. So I went back to the steering point. You have to hear the Stones loud. Do you understand? You can't get the musical experience with this whispering sound. So you know, I'm telling you, I know, you know, put it up. Then they said, we can't do, the neighbors will complain. So I understood Krishna had sent me a sign. I would be frustrated also in with material things. So I never did this again, you know, to go to a Rolling Stone. Anyways, you don't know what is Rolling Stones are very attractive. So I was not into this. I cut this anatta out of my heart. But I needed to do something to find satisfaction, and that's a matter that comes from within. So at that time I started to inquire into chanting and how to reach different levels of chanting and so on. But then later now in my life I understand I must think of Krishna. Only when I think of Krishna, not even when I chant mechanical, and you know, there are times when I lead kirtans for 1 hour or so where I think, when is it over, when is it over? Because of no taste. And I understood this is not what a kirtan leader should be. He should be inspiring. So I understood you must think of Krishna. And I have something very simple for you to say what I do. I read, there are various forms of smaranam, but I do mantra mayi upasana. That is, I take a verse, I read it, I close my eyes and I think about the verse. I've done this now for many, for a long time, and now because I've practiced, I can see the verse comes alive and reveals itself. After all, it's a revealed scripture. Have you heard this word, revealed scripture? Do you know what that means? It reveals itself in the mind. Yeah. Jet lag, I passed, no? No? Here, listening very attentively, sorry. No one knows what goes on in the mind of another person, only Krishna. So this is something very easy. It is something very doable. It's something very authorized, very bona fide, and it will make your life ecstatic. Hare Krishna. So I've reached my end. I'm now looking at the time. It's not. Maybe we can just ask if there is one question. I see our Kunya Vihari is there. We have usually a microphone for you. Microphone is just now coming. What do you all think as the microphone finds its way? Do you think something about it? Some of you not the head. Do you acknowledge that it is good to have a beautiful mind?
Yes.
That you acknowledge. Good. Yes, you need to see the mind as a garden. When you put good seeds in the bed, the garden has a bed, yeah, it's the ground, the humus. After some time, good things grow. No? But if you leave it uncultured, usually weeds come after some time. You don't even need to plant the weeds. In other words, if you don't tell your mind what to think, Maya will think, will tell the mind for sure what to think. Hare Krishna. So, Kunya Bihari.
Thank you, Guru. I have a question for clarification, because sometimes devotees complain about how bad their mind is and they have to fight it. And like I said, it's a different entity, even or a demon or something. But my idea was that we are fully responsible what comes in and out of the mind. So it's like a mirror, also what we put before the mirror, it will go in and will go out.
Yeah.
Politics before the mind, politics will come out. If you put Radha and Krishna and their names and their form and leaders before our mind, then this will come out. Is this understand?
Yes.
That easy?
It's well, it needs a little cultivation. You know, when you have...
Yes.
After some time, 100%. 100%. But if you do immediate... this is something spiritual practice will require a little bit sincerity and repetition in the beginning. You need to stay with it. Because you have repeated so much the other things, no? You know, you've thought so much. By the way, do you know the newest thing Trump said? Immediately, yeah. Oh, well, tell me. I don't know, by the way. But this is, we are trained in this way. We have done it so often. We have read the news, we have seen the videos, we have... I'm very, very interested in ISKCON. Everyone talks now about everyone. And I say, I tell the devotees, could we just talk a little about Krishna sometimes? Why do we always have to talk about what he did and what he didn't do and so on? Krishna is much more fascinating, but because we are so accustomed to it, we have somehow developed a taste for this. And we do not like pure things, our mind. So we need... In the beginning, doing this means an acquired taste. I hear artichokes are very, very, very delicious. But I have not yet practiced enough. For me, it is so boring. It takes so much time. Who has the time for this? And it doesn't taste. All I can taste is the dip, you know. So let me drink the dip, but not go with the artichokes, you know. But I hear those who are who've practiced eating artichokes. They like it very much. They can tell you the echo of the taste of the artichoke. What's the echo of it? It's an acquired taste, acquired, ein angeeigneter Geschmack. Ne? So, yeah. Therefore, you first need to be you need to be convinced that you have to mind your mind. That's how it all starts. You have to understand, I have to mind my mind. I have to think about this. Wonderful question. It's a practice, my dear devotees. Just like japa, if you want to have taste in japa, you need to practice, you need to know the six favorable practices and attitudes. When Prabhupada said, simply chant Hare Krishna and your life will be supplied, sublime. That's for the beginners. For the beginners, no one has to know any details, you know. Let them just start somehow. But as you look at your heart, do you have taste? If not, you might have to learn how to chant with taste. You know what I secretly think, Konya Bihari and everyone? Most of us have given up trying. We think, I will never learn it. And then we never do our studies. That's what I have observed. Or we think, maybe it should come from a total different direction. Because in the direction which I have chosen, there's no taste. And I hope to show you that no, everything is here, everything is there, and it waits for you to be discovered. I thank you very much. I should end here because the day is also there.